over the course of the last number of months. So we really welcome everybody here who's participating in this wonderful program, the Cub Scouts, the Boy Scouts, a very wholesome organization. Just want to dedicate our learning to the refuah shlema of all those who were wounded in terrorist attacks in the land of Israel over the course of the past week, especially Netanel Felder, whose condition, as we mentioned this morning, is a very, very grave one indeed. So we continue to have him in mind, and we'll say a Tehillim briefly after Maariv. So we're discussing the Mishnayos and Masech the Sanhedrin that go through the 18 different individuals who can be Chayiv Skila, which is the most chamor of all the Arba Misos Bezdin. So we're up to Mechalas HaShabbos. The Mishnah says, "Bedavar shechayavin al zdono kares v'al shegigaso chatas," that it can't just be any violation of Shabbos, but it has to be something that if you were to do it without witnesses or without hasra, you'd at least be chayev kares, and if you did it b'shogig, you'd be chayev a karban chatas, which basically means it has to be a malacha and periklal gadol and masach the Shabbos. So what we call the 39 malachos of Shabbos, or to put it more precisely, the 40 minus 1, the arbaim chasarachas. We learned the Mishnayos of Shabbos a few years back. We went through all of them. So it basically has to be a malacha. So the Gemara got very interested in this. It says, what do you mean? If you have to specify that it's Chilul Shabbos where there's a malacha involved, that means that there's Chilul Shabbos where there aren't malachos involved. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Michal de'ika midi de Chilul Shabbos heavy, that there is such a thing as Chilul Shabbos, if it ain't chayavin lo al shegigaso chatas, v'lo al zedono kari. So what would fit into that category? So the Gemara makes two suggestions. So mayhi, tchumin aliba de Rabbi Akiva, and Havara Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, that Tchum Shabbos, that Midarais, a person walks 24,000 Amos on Shabbos outside of a settled area. So according to Rabbi Akiva, this is an Isser Daraisa. According to the Chachamim, this is only an Isser Daraban. It's actually Machlukas, who we paskin like. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, which says, Al Yetze Yishmi Mekoma Bayom HaShavi'i, and the Chachamim paskin, Rashi paskins according to the Chachamim. Rashi says, on that Pasuk in Beshalach, that Tchum Shabbos is an Isser Derabanan. So that's the first issue here. The second issue here, you see, quoting the name of Rabbi Yossi, that's Havara, because the Pasuk says, the end of Sefer Shmos, Lo Savaru Eish, Bechol Moshe Seicham Biyom HaShabbos. The question is, what is the Torah singling out, Lo Savaru Eish, right after it says, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha? So Rabbi Yossi's theory was, Havara Lalav Yatza, said Havara is a lower level violation. It's still a Torah level prohibition, but it's not associated with the Achi of Skila. All kinds of interesting reasons that might be the case, but indeed we pask in Lo Savaru Eish B'chom Bosh V'seichem Yom HaShabbos Havar L'Lav Yatzas, that it is in fact in Isser D'Araisa. The Rambam builds off that. We discussed this earlier in a different context. If anybody remembers, a free annual membership. I love these Sunday giveaways. So remember, we discussed it, why you can't have a court case on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, because remember, you can't decide a capital. What's that? Go ahead. Right, it's Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, and you'd have to wait until the next day to...
The court's assembled on Thursday.
Right, hand down the verdict. So why can't you hand down the verdict on Shabbos? Okay, right, to wait, so maybe we'll give you partial credit, I don't know. So the Lo Savaru Eish B'chom Lo Shaseichem Yom HaShabbos, so we said Lo Savaru Eish, that relates to the Chiyuv of Sreifa, that one of the Dalet Misos Bezdin is Sreifa. We make a binyanav from Sreifa to all the other Misos Bezdins. We make a binyanav even to a punishment of Malkus. And so Lo Savaru Eish B'chom Lo Shaseichem really has many levels of meaning. Just the last two lines of the Mishnah, Mekalov Ivimo, it's never a good idea to curse your parents. We said that's a chiyuv skila. It's even worse than a person who strikes his parents and causes a chabura. Mekal aviv imo is more chamor than make aviv imo. Mekal aviv imo eno chayev achi kalim b'shem. So you have to curse them using the name of Hashem. That sounds like a very serious thing to do. So kilaim b'kinoy. Let's say you don't quite curse them in the name of Hashem, but you use one of the nicknames for Hashem, like Rachum or Chanun or Shakai or one of the other names of Hashem, and not the Shem Havaya. So Rabbi Meir says you're still Chayav. That's enough of a way of cursing your parents. V'chachamim pochin. V'chachamim don't advise doing this. It's not an admirable thing to do, but at least you're not going to be Chayav Skila because it doesn't meet all of the criterion. Okay, so we'll hold it up there. Rabbi Chanan ben Kasher, Metz Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos, Yisrael Lefika, Achim, and Tumitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz, Aman, Sidko, Yagdil, Torah, V'Yadir, Kaddish, Derabbanan.